I'm always surprised when I'm driving here because it seems like this. It's impossible that this little old village is here where it is. I'm always so surprised when I turn the corner and then you're like in some old New England village, basically. So I was trying to figure out what was broken. I'm normally not very talkative, but I figured it out now. So anyway, I have a solo record out, and so far I've only played in record stores. I enjoy this. I've spent most of my earnings so far on old vinyl and CDs that I lost over the years and stuff like that. So it's a little less than a break even for me to do this, but I enjoy it. So lately, I don't know if it was just because, you know, everybody keeps a Mayan calendar at home and the calendar is ending. And so there's a lot of, you're supposed to laugh at that. Nobody keeps a Mayan calendar at home. But there's a lot of end times talk always. Or, you know, something really bad is going to happen. Like worse than everything that already happened. So, and I notice this is like really a theme lately among many of my friends, whether they're kind of really hardcore green people and they're like, you know, peak oil is coming, man. We've all got to raise chickens. We're going to knit our own silk. I'm raising silkworms in the attic, you know. And then, you know, I have my other friends who are like, well, specifically, I was in Walmart one day. Let me give you an example. I was in Walmart. I think I was getting like some little bits of hardware or something like that. And I looked up and was surprised to see my attorney walking out of the sporting goods section with his arms full. And he's a very buttoned-down kind of attorney guy a lot of times, at least in the daytime when I see him. He works for this really big law firm, and I think he actually does things like write the natural resources laws of Kazakhstan. I'm serious, I think he really did. I can't remember if it was Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan, but I think it's Kazakhstan because they actually have a lot of oil. So he plays keyboards too and stuff like that, but normally in the daytime he's very buttoned down. So he's in his normal buttoned down sort of, you know, three-piece suit and stuff like that, and he's got his arms, I gotta get to the punchline first. And it's like, Craig, what are you doing here in Walmart? He says, I'm buying as much ammunition as I possibly can. And that's what his arms were full of. So there's a lot of end times talk. And I've played with that a lot on the last couple records. And there's a song called Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out With Me, which actually the whole reason I did that song is I was really hoping it would be picked up and be made into a television show. Like a sort of, I can do the pitch right now. Okay, did the pitch for it. It's like, it's a modern day Green Acres. Anyway, this is sort of, it's not really a sequel to the song. It's not really a sibling of the song. It's more like a cousin of the song. An in-law, perhaps. Thank you.